Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And we've had a great show.
We certainly have.
I mean, so far. I mean, it gets better now.
And I look forward to hearing. I've got my pencil and paper.
But Reva and Carol both, the information, mm-hmm. you know, and it's interesting. I mean, the Meals on Wheels are so important, and it's, I'm not being cavalier, it's like touchy-feely versus just sending a meal. Mm-hmm. And Carol puts it across so wonderfully. The volunteers there need to be applauded for what they're doing, and the people are really helping.
It's a survival thing to have your meals brought to you.
With a smiling face.
With
not just thrown
at
the door. That's two different ways. I mean, the socialization part of it, and then, of course, Reva with the Nassau County Museum of Art is just, I mean, I know the place. It is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But, again, on a Sunday afternoon, you don't, $8 is not a killer. Mm-hmm. And $4 for a child under 12, and I'm sure, you know, depending
I used
on the situation.
Yeah, under 12.
Yeah, under 12.
Yes. I always, I mean, because I lived over there when I was growing up, and it was the grounds, I mean, itself. I mean, right. That's where we used to just walk and walk around it because it was just so pretty, and it was like good exercise. I also learned to drive in the parking lot of over there as well. So it's very near and dear to my heart.
We're not stressing that you should be practice your driving in the Museum of Museum of Arts parking lot, that's for sure.
But, you know, and as far as the EAC Meals on Wheels go, it really is a wonderful program. And the volunteers have been volunteers for years. We featured one of them a couple issues ago in the Pioneer newsletter because this woman, you know, I mean, she was so devoted and she was every, you know, week going to someone's house and sitting with them. You know, so it's just nice because, like you said, it's not just meals. You know, it really is just, and all the little things they do. I mean, of course, everybody knows I'm a sucker for celebrating. So I just think that that's wonderful. You know, saying with Mother's Day, they're going to do, you know, so it's just nice to, you know, be thought of, I think.
You can't beat us. And the program with Hofstra right now, what a wonderful way to introduce young people
into
a service community, mm-hmm. a service industry, so to speak,
to
help out the community.
Yes, learn how to deal with and feel compassionate for older people.
Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a... Obviously, that's like, I love that, you know, is, you know, when the schools get involved with different programs. I mean, that's how I came to North Hempstead. You know, I was at Adelphi University and I was interning with the town. And then, you know, kind of just everything worked out timing wise. So it's nice. It's all the great things in the community.
And the greatest thing with us right now at this table? Christina Liu from the Christina Liu Show.
Hello.
What is going on around the town? I know you got a lot of recaps this week.
Yeah, it's really been quite the busy week. The town has kicked off the Operation Clean Sweep, which they do every year to get rid of all the winter dirt. I think it's safe to say winter is hopefully long gone by now. I think we're all looking forward to nice weather. So that's going to be going on through the next couple of weeks. So just keep in mind that it's between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. And you can call 311 if you need a full schedule. You want to know when it's coming to your area.
I would recommend this one because I've heard people complain. Call 311 because if your car is parked there legally,
they're
just going to go around your park, mm-hmm. your car. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to say, my street isn't clean. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, they don't do every street. They just do main streets, or am I wrong?
Yes, it's mostly, it's because this week they did the Long Island Expressway were clean, and next week they're going to do all the roads north of the Long Island Expressway.
All of the roads north?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what? I live in a village. Maybe that's why I'm not personally aware of it.
You know, they come down my block, and so if you're going to park there, they're going to just go out into the center, come around, and so all
it's
stuff
like the same concept with like snowplow. You know, when someone's plowing your street, and mm-hmm.
so you can't, and then you can't expect them to come back. It's mm-hmm. once and it's done. They're not turning those trucks around because I moved my car. That's my point. Just call 311
to find
ask
out
them
when
the date they're going
to
be on your block, and keep the car.
Yeah, because they have a whole schedule, you know, specifically and dates and times and everything. So that's kicking off. And another wonderful, wonderful thing is that the town has 34,000 worth of grants have been provided by the town's Business and Tourism Development Corporation to revitalize different downtowns in North Hempstead, including Great Neck, Port Washington, Manhasset, Newcastle, Westbury, and New Hyde Park.
Wow.
Which I think is absolutely wonderful because, as we said, North Hempstead's a beautiful place in general, but it's nice that they're constantly, you know, revitalizing these things. And you can call 311 if you want more specifics on that as well.
Actually, Kim from who's the mm-hmm. executive director mm-hmm. of Business and Tourism was on the show. I didn't realize all the movies that go through here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Movies
and TV mm-hmm. shows that you're watching and I'm watching, and Kim will have to come on again.
Yeah, it's
because
great.
The permitting goes through her, but it's mm-hmm. it's amazing. Port Washington is a hub for so many different shows because you have the water and you have.
And it's nice increasingly TV. So. It's been occurring that because I remember a couple of years ago when they really started filming around here, it was because you're able to. It looks. I mean, it's such a beautiful community mm-hmm. that it could be so many different places. I mean, it could be the Hamptons. It could right, be right. you know all different places because North Hempstead really is so diverse that they're able to do this. And it's. I love that. I think that's so great. There was some show was filming in Town Hall one day in the boardroom. So it's. You could always see what's filming. There'll be those signs up.
Are you on channel what? What is that? Channel 18?
Oh no! This is just in actual movies, like. Big movies and TV shows.
Oh, I see. Okay, Hollywood movies
yes.
using mm-hmm. locales.
Yes.
Oh, yes, right, yes, right. I've seen that. Yes.
So, yeah, we definitely have to get Kim
well,
back
I saw
on
the
here
one,
about
Barbara Stanwyck, and Barbara Stanwyck. Singer.
Streisand. Okay.
There you go, John buzzed in with that one. But, yeah, there's a bunch in there, so that's we definitely should have Kim on because it's always a fun little topic. Also, you know, Mother's Day is around the corner, and at the Clark Botanic Gardens, they're having an annual plant sale, and that's going to be on Friday, May 6th and Saturday, May 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They'll be selling different annuals, perennials, herbs, shrubs, hanging baskets, vegetables, and what's nice is that all the money raises the money that you spend, it's for the Fannie Dwight Clark Memorial Garden. So it's just a nice reason to go and check out how beautiful Clark Garden is as well. And then on May 15th is the Spring Festival, which is always fun. It's formerly known as EcoFest, but now it's just Spring Festival.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So that's why some people might be a little confused with that. But it's such a wonderful
thing. I've gone
thing.
To that in the
it's,
past.
Because that's what I say, you know, that's one of the events that I think is perfect for, you know, the whole family to
right.
go to. Because there's different animals there. I mean, there's all different zoo animals and music. And there's going to be a new folk singer that I know that everyone's been raving about that he's great. There's arts and crafts. It's definitely something fun for the whole family.
Right.
So check it out. I mean, Clark Garden in itself is absolutely stunning facility. So I think it's just worth going. And also the next town board meeting will be May 10th at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall. So, you know, we always say if you're interested in knowing what's going on, it's a great place to do that. And you're able to ask questions now in the beginning of the meeting mm-hmm. Because these things can go on for.
Do you know what the agenda is?
It's a very large agenda. Yeah, I mean, we could have a 2-hour show on everything that's on the agendas. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's tons of points. But you can call up 311 and they'll send that to you, or you could check online also, and that's always listed. So
what happens, I believe, with the agenda, the people who need to be on or go or on the agenda, I mean, it's really business
mm-hmm.
taking care of
right.
the town. So you either go out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
You go because you know that
right,
item number 17
right.
has to do with Roslyn, and you're concerned with what's going on. So it's
yeah,
you got to look it up. But there's 20 items.
Yeah,
we used to go there, as I said to you privately. You know, in the 70s, to try to rally people for participation in environmental
okay.
issues.
Okay.
Yeah,
which
and now
not,
and now look
which
at
were
Hems,
not
yeah.
strong
yeah.
then.
Right.
And now North Hempstead is, you know, constantly with these, you know, which I think is so special about North Hempstead. Supervisor Bosworth and the whole town board are always coming up with new innovative, you know, eco-friendly kind of concepts. So see, and you helped do that, Iris.
No,
the
we did.
For that. So that's
we did change the composition of the board.
Really? Okay.
See?
For you.
That's right.
That's what
it was good for the environment. Mm-hmm. It was good. You know, I was reading about, I don't know if you're going to be touching that now, about the barrels.
Yes.
That collect rain.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I wanted to understand, how does the barrel fit under your downspout? I mean, how does that work?
I guess however it's made, I mean, you know, you'd have to call and talk to someone
okay,
actually
so
directly
never
in
seen
Swarma.
It
I haven't seen it in the...
You're literally putting it right up against the house.
Yeah, but your downspout
no,
is very...
No, you turn the bounce. There's a connection on the downspout. I'm pointing up in the air. The downspout is coming down.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 foot up, you're cutting it. you're putting a turn
you're making some adjustment.
So it's turning and
my
coming
brain
right into
kept
it.
Saying underneath like that.
Yeah, no, no. Then you're just dropping it right into
got it.
So it's
got
you know.
And that's what you know, Iris is referring to. There's a whole program that's going on at Clark Botanic Garden called Recycle the Rain, and they're offering different rain garden programs. And in addition, there's a composting program. So that's 30-minute instructional class. Upon completion, residents can purchase a composter at the reduced rate of $50. I think the original one's about $100.
Okay.
I'm not totally sure. But, you know, so it's probably about half price. And by using this composter, residents can create different organic material for their soil by reusing kitchen waste. And I just I always think that's just such a cool idea. You know, it's just throwing it in and it's easy enough. And, you know, who doesn't want to, like, better their garden? So that's the composting piece of that. Then there's the Recycle the Rain Water Conservation Program. And that teaches different residents about the benefits of these rain barrels. It's also a 30-minute class. And you could purchase this 50-gallon rain barrel at the end of it as well for a discounted rate. And as we were saying, you put it near that runoff source, and you know, it prevents it from just going in the sewer.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
You know, which I think is
which we've talked about before. Especially, it goes in your backyard, so most people have flowers for the summer. Excuse me, as opposed to taking the hose. You take the rain, your grandkids, anybody, it's
you're
fun. Let them get wet. It's
yeah.
probably entertainment. Yeah. they'll be soaking wet
that's
more
right.
than the flowers, but who cares? You're saving all that water.
Absolutely.
It's a great idea.
It is.
Yeah, so you
and they're decorative. Look, I'm decorative. I mean, they're not like some
right.
industrial ugly thing.
Mm.
They're relatively nice looking.
Yeah, great. So you can call 311 and you can get all the dates on those classes that are going to be offered.
Yes, those classes are included, right.
So it's definitely.
So you're not being handed a barrel. You're being handed the idea of how to use
right,
the barrel.
Right, and if you choose to, if you're interested, then you have the option of,
right.
of purchasing.
I mean, but you're
that.
Not just, you know, given the barrel, go
to
home
go figure
to
it out, right.
figure it out yourself.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what I love, you know, the Clark Botanic Garden. You know, they're always doing these wonderful, you know, we were talking last week about the little, you know, personalized gardens you could kind of rent there, too. So it's a great facility, and why not check it out, the class?
Mm-hmm.
Project Independence is certainly, you know, not slowing down. On Monday, May 2nd, the St. Francis Hospital outreach van will be at the Yes We Can Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You know I love this van. It's free. You don't need to make a reservation, which I think is wonderful if you're in the area. You can come on and get a free brief cardiac history, blood pressure, a simple blood test for cholesterol, and they'll give you you know, different education, and it's a wonderful, wonderful program that we've been partnered with for years. So I definitely think if you're in the area to check it out, and it's going to be all over the town, you know,
right.
In 2016 too, so you could definitely go to any location for that. We also have tons of wonderful groups that are, you know, continuing to meet in the spring, and I think, you know, the weather's nicer. Reason to get out there and go to these different programs. We have tons of social groups, including the Blankets of Love group, which meets on Tuesdays at Clinton G. Martin Park, and that's for quilters and knitters out there, which is such a great group. And they donate the blankets to different causes and organizations within North Hempstead, which I think is a nice little thing, you know. And what I love is that the facilitator is one of our caseworkers, and she actually has now learned to knit because of the group.
Oh,
yeah, herself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she just was originally there to facilitate because people, you know, were interested in volunteering for this group, and now she does it too. So
right.
And the blankets are really beautiful. I actually got to see a bunch of them the other day, and they're just, it's a wonderful little group. There's also a senior talk group, and that's in the Roslyn Community Center. That's the first and third Thursday of every month. So it's going to be May 5th and May 19th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. One of our staff members, Nancy Mizrahi, facilitates the group, and I know she finds little, you know, it's very timely, too. So what's happening in the news, she'll bring up, and they'll start a discussion on different things. There's another social discussion group, which is at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library. And Robin Tovell, who's one of our caseworkers, facilitates that group. So that's Thursdays, 11:30 to 12:30. She also facilitates a men's group at the Parkville Library. Oh. And that's on Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30. And, of course, we have our Romeos, you know. We can't leave them
out.
Shout
out to David.
Yes. they take their group very serious, and that's meets at the Atria Cutter Mill on the first and third Monday of every month. So like I said, you know, we try to have different groups that are kind of something for everyone, mm-hmm. you know, because you might fit better in one group over the next. So, mm-hmm. and they're in all different regions. And, you know, Iris is part of our Roslyn Advisory, as we said. And I think that's a great venue that a lot of these ideas come out, because people are saying, you know, oh, we have, you know, we really want, you know, this group or something, and like, and we'll try to make things happen. I'm sure
and,
Iris can
and you do. Oh my goodness, you do. This is a, it's been a revelation to be part of that group.
An
intelligent, interesting, and as Nancy said in the last meeting, feisty. Yeah.
Before the sponsors get feisty, we're going to take a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.